This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a-clucking.
Other animals.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Can you believe it is hump day already, Steve Miggs? Good morning.
I honestly felt like today was Friday, so yes, I can believe it's hump day. This week has been moving very slow, in my opinion.
We're just trying to get to Metallica, man.
Yeah, I think that's the excitement for Metallica this weekend, and Bumbershoot as well, that I'm just ready for the weekend to be here. A long weekend, too, a three-day weekend.
You know what else is going on this week?
What?
Sunsets are officially before 8 p.m. now.
Oh, wow.
Wah.
Boo.
I mean, it helps me go to bed at a more decent hour, but yeah.
Yay.
Winter is coming. The darkness is upon us.
Wait, are you saying that darkness is here?
I mean, it's here. Yeah, I think our last sunset before 8 p.m. was maybe on Sunday.
Do we have to then say hello to it?
Darkness, my old friend.
You could have gone with, like, the band The Darkness, but you went with...
I don't even think I
lied. Yeah, that would have been way more fun than...
Well, until I have a darkness sound effect in my box, I can't.
We'll just roll with Disturbed. Let's inform the rockaholics.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download,
aka the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Law, and I offer this as a PSA, because I've experienced this. When a dog passes away or a pet passes away, fight whatever urge that you have to send to that person who's dealing with that loss a link to the Rainbow Bridge poem or the Rainbow Bridge. When Lucy, my old dog, passed away, I felt like everybody and their sister was sending that to me. I'm like, thanks, I get it. You're trying to make me cry. This is awesome.
Okay, I'm an idiot, I guess. I didn't know there was a poem. I just thought, like, oh, yeah, they're going over the Rainbow Bridge.
Isn't it like a poem?
I don't know. I just know my dog went over that. Kona did. But I didn't know there was a poem associated with it.
It's a story or a poem.
Oh, my gosh.
I read it. And it just brought tears to my eyes. Like, this is, why are you people doing this to me? I understand that they're trying to help you with the grieving process. But, yeah, I believe there's a poem.
It is a poem. Okay. I would read it, but it's really long.
Don't do it.
Yeah, no.
Oh, we got time.
No.
When an animal dies.
I'm kidding.
That has been especially close to someone here.
It is a heartbreaking poem.
When we lost our dog a couple years ago, someone gave Barrett a book called Chucky Says Goodbye. And it's a book for kids about dog loss. And I was like, I can't do this.
Wait, that sounds like a sequel to
it
Child's Play.
Horrible. I read it once and then I got rid of it.
Meanwhile, on the flip side, you know, Lulu, who's a little bit older, she's knocking on heaven's door.
Aww.
I don't know if Tatum's sad about it or excited about it, because she's got it in her head that when Lulu dies, we get a new puppy. And we're not. But she's like, when Lulu dies, we're going to get a new puppy. But also, it's cute because she'll say when Lulu dies, does she go to heaven, and then does she get her teeth and her vision back?
Which is,
so
she, yeah, of
so
course.
So she's excited for that for Lulu, which I think is adorable. On the flip side, it's very devious that she wants to see Lulu die so she gets a new dog.
Oh, boy.
But kids today is also another holiday, and I want to put all of you to a test.
Okay.
To see if you can figure out what the holiday is just by hearing this song. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Danny's going to get it right. No, it's not a B-side to 72 Seasons from Metallica. Power Rangers.
Boom!
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
How about this is the theme song, and they haven't even started singing yet? It's like a Metallica song.
Oh, my gosh. I haven't heard this in so long.
I don't even remember it.
I was a big Power Rangers fan back in the day.
The original, though. They were just wannabe Voltron.
I see. I don't even know what Voltron is, Steve. So,
well, maybe you need to learn about your history of randomly colored characters joining forces to fight crime. Here we go.
So this band's opening for Metallica Friday, right?
Just Friday, though. And I think Jerry Cantrell is singing with them.
It does have like a weird, like a little bit of a grunge vibe to it at parts. A little bit of a thrash metal too.
Well, you know, we have to say hello to darkness when it comes to your Seattle Mariners.
Not again.
You know, you can't win them all. But they came close. I thought they were going to win it yesterday. I was so fired up. But they, Jose Siri had a 2-run home run in the 7th, and the Tampa Bay Rays ended up beating the Mariners 3-2. But all right, they're back at it again this afternoon. 1 p.m. game. Luis Castillo's on the mound. Astros lost 2, so at least we're still only 3.5 games back from first place.
All right, that's not terrible news, right?
There's still a chance.
From the world of Seattle sports legend Sue Bird now has a street named after her. It's called Sue Bird Court, and it's located near Climate Pledge Arena. Mayor Bruce Harrell was the one that unveiled the sign, and this puts her up with other sports icons from the area like Lenny Wilkins and Edgar Martinez that also have streets named after them. Sue's fiance, Megan Rapinoe, was also there for the ceremony. Pretty cool.
Very, very cool. Although I feel like I could add a more creative name, like Sue Bird's Nest.
Ooh, I like that. Would you rather have a bridge or a street named after you?
A street.
Okay.
What about you?
I think maybe a bridge.
A bridge? Take it to the Daily Bridge.
Yes!
Let's go.
Oh my gosh, come on, Stanwood, let's do it.
Hey, as far as weather, we're going to hit a high of 69 degrees. It's going to be sunny today, so it's going to be a nice day. That's the DMV, and that's what's up.
Migs, you have said before that the 90s is, without question, your all-time favorite era for music.
None better.
But what would you say is the worst song to come out of the 90s? Don't say Roll the Bones from Rush, I Will Punch You.
No, I'm trying to think of a song that's, it might be from the 80s, but I'm pretty sure this one is from the 90s, so I would go with this as the worst song. Is this 90s?
No.
70s?
This is 80s.
Well, I heard it in the 90s, and I hated it then, so I hate it now. I'm kidding.
Roll the Bones, though, was 90s Rush.
Yeah, I don't know that one.
We're going to find out what was truly picked as the worst song from the 90s.
Roll the Bones.
620. The Daily Mix Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Toronto Star asked a couple of music writers to pick what they think would be the worst songs from the 90s. And I think we need to go through this list and see if we agree with these writers or disagree with these writers.
Okay, and this is no particular order. They just had different writers gave their suggestions for what they thought were the worst from the 90s. And it kind of does run the gamut of all genres. So you ready for the first one?
I can't wait.
I'll be shocked if anybody liked this song, but let's find out. But I'd been forgotten, I'd
I've been married a long time ago. Where did you come from? Where
no.
did
you go? Sarah's giving a head. Danny? Danny's kind of grooving to it, though.
Only because it's, as Taryn would say, a toe tapper by default, but it's really not that great.
It's the BPMs and the bass.
Yeah.
All this makes me think of, and it's Cotton Eye Joe by, what, Rednecks?
Sure, if you say so.
Did you ever go to Seattle Thunderbirds games back when they were at the Key Arena or Mercer Arena?
Of course.
And I think it maybe even happened at Showair for a minute. There was a guy, whenever they would bust into this song, usually in the third period, he would get so fired up that he'd start dancing the aisles and do like a Cotton Eye Joe dance.
Kicks.
Yeah, he'd start kicking. But it would always end with him taking his shirt off, swinging his shirt, and the place would go nuts, and they would kick him out.
What? Yeah.
So it was like he always would wait towards the end of the game, I think, to do it so he wouldn't get kicked out. But it was like that was the entire thing, was just him doing this whole thing. You're like, well, okay, eventually he's going to get kicked out. I'm just waiting for that moment. It was always awesome.
Well, to me, that makes that song a legendary song of the 90s.
So that's part of why I could tolerate that song. It's just because I think about the Thunderbirds.
Oh, yeah.
All right, this one I think we're going to... This might bring back some memories of San Diego.
Oh, God.
Uh-oh. Head jumps like a truck. Baby, move your butt. Danny, I don't think you were with us this night because you were trying to be responsible and get a good night's sleep because you were helping run things at the radio convention.
Yeah.
We end up at this place which had, first of all, any place that has fake grass as part of the inside decor, I want to go to. Like, I'm like, I feel like I'm outside even though we're inside.
Yeah.
Really class the place up.
So then part of it that was like kind of like a sports theme. Then the other part was a karaoke bar.
Yep.
And the karaoke was weird. So I'm in the sports side in the grass hanging out. I'm like, where's Taryn and where's Sarah? So I go in there and there's like four people. One of them, the DJ. The other one, the guy that's singing this song.
Okay.
And the other two are Sarah and Taryn watching this guy as he's basically serenading them.
Were they twerking?
They were feeling it.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't call my version of twerking twerking, but Sarah was definitely twerking.
Now, mind you, this guy looked like Shifty Shell Shock on a bad day.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah, and he was like getting real low and kind of all up in our grill just singing this song.
It felt like a Wish version of Thunder from...
Oh, yeah.
Thunder from Under, whatever that is.
Thunder from Down Under.
Down Under, there we go, yeah. It was weird, and he was terrible singing.
The whole thing was terrible, really. But Taryn and I were like, we're in this.
We were vibing.
Fun fact, my mom at the wedding that we went to this weekend was trying to tell the kids to go do the floss dance. Oh. But she kept saying, go do the thong dance, everyone.
No.
Loud. And the whole wedding party was looking at her like, what are you talking about? You're telling these kids to go do the thong dance. And she's like, no, I mean the floss.
And then everyone pulls Danny aside, like, we're going to have to kick your mom out.
Yeah. No, well, that's fair.
It's kidding.
She had one margarita, guys.
Dude, the visual, though, I wish you were there. I wish I got video of these two watching this guy serenade him with this terrible song. And I sat through the entire song because I was like, once it ended, though, I think I looked at both and I go, we need to leave.
You're done.
Because this guy thinks there's blood in the water and he's going to be able to get a threesome with you two ladies. So I don't need to be getting into a fight with Shifty Shell Shock. Oh,
and you can tell that he had practiced that song before
multiple times.
He knew the whole thing.
Yeah, but he could barely talk, let alone sing.
He's thong, 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 thong.
It was like his mouth was closed, 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 singing a song, song, song. It was very creepy.
It was.
All right, here's another one of the worst songs from the 90s.
Yeah, no, blasphemy. Yeah. They should really just get rid of Pearl Jam altogether.
Okay.
I mean, I had this album. I was all about it.
Did you really?
And it's back, baby. Yeah.
Oh,
Creed is back.
I'm now part of the Creed Resurgence fan club. Like, I did not care about Creed, mainly because I am a Pearl Jam fan. I was like, screw those guys. Yeah. I want to see these guys. I've seen them live before, and they were never bad. But I want to see them so bad so I could bring a group of friends and we could all hold each other when they sing One Last Breath and just, like, belt it out. I know a few of my friends are totally down for this, too. I bet you're in.
I'm in.
That's a good one. All right, you want to do one more?
Oh, yeah.
All right, here we go. So I'd say three of the four I agree with.
Yeah. I mean, I could go the rest of my life not hearing this song.
I was obsessed with this song when I was like three.
Did you have a mullet?
No, I wanted one. I don't know. My mom was a country, like a 90s country person, so she would always just, and I was like 3 years old, just grooving to this. I don't like it now.
Country Danny.
I feel like Sarah was dancing to this when she was younger.
Absolutely not. I was always dancing to the thong song, Steve.
Okay. Oh, okay. Okay, one more real quick.
Oh, what? I love this song.
This is a good one.
Carlos Santana and Rob Thomas on that list.
I mean, a power couple right there.
This song was massive.
Make it real, and let's forget about it.
Do you remember the guy who looked like Rob Thomas that was from around here?
No.
There was a dude. Doppelganger? He was a spitting image of Rob Thomas, and he milked it. Like, he even dressed like Rob Thomas. Sure. So, like, wherever you went, people were like, I saw Rob Thomas at Bumbershoot. And we're like, no, that was just Chuck. He looks like Rob Thomas. But, like, he was milking it, taking pictures with people.
Yeah, I would do.
The ladies love Rob Thomas.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm sure he was able to turn it into a couple of, like, nightcaps.
Yeah.
On your radio.
A well-known musician was turned down by a very iconic band that needed a guitarist, and it's all because he was too short?
It was Cisco.
It was Cisco. You're going to hear from him after P.O.D.
The Daily Migs Show.
Former Megadeth guitarist Marty Friedman shared that he did audition for Kiss once, but he was rejected.
Rejection.
And it's all because he was too short.
But they wear platform shoes.
That's what I'm saying. Like, there shouldn't be a height requirement. They fix it.
It's an image business, brother.
Here's Marty talking about it.
I got a call from somebody from Kiss's people. They say, I think you might be interested in auditioning for Kiss. And I'm like, tell me when and where.
Nice.
Okay, we got a couple questions for you. First of all, you don't have any facial hair, do you? I'm like, no. You got long hair, right? Right. And you're skinny, right? Right. And you're over 6 feet tall. I'm like, what? I'm 5'7½", but I'll have an operation. Yeah. I'll do something. Yeah. I'm sorry. It's not going to work out.
Wow.
I was so bummed.
Who knew?
Height discrimination.
Do you think maybe they were trolling? Like, someone's like, hey, let's go F with Marty. He's short. Let's call him up and say you're in the running for the Kiss job. Oh. And then say, oh, sorry, you're not 6 feet tall.
Short shaming.
That seems weird that, like, they would not be, like, I mean, just put a couple extra inches in his platform shoes.
Yeah, problem solved.
No, you know, there's another musician that once tried out or attempted to try out for Kiss and got shot down as well.
Who was that?
And I don't think it was because he was short. He's actually going to be here this weekend opening up for Metallica, the drummer for Pantera, but mainly the drummer for Anthrax, in Charlie Benante.
Okay.
Do you know why he got shot down?
Was he also too short?
Well, that would be weird if you're the drummer. I feel like if you're the drummer, you could be whatever height. Because, sure. I mean, you're sitting down the entire time. That seems strange if they're like, no, you're too short to be our drummer. No, here's Charlie explaining why he got shot down immediately.
Kiss was there. They were rehearsing. They were auditioning drummers. I remember sitting in, like, this waiting room with all these other drummers, and I was, like, 15 at the time. And they said, you're too young to try out.
Oh, grow up, kid.
You're too young, kid.
No, you've played in some bands. Have you ever had any, like, weird audition situations?
Absolutely. Okay. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, well, when I first moved out here, I was like, I need to join a band. Like, I play drums. I brought my drums with me. Like, this will be awesome. Played music in Seattle. So, and back in the day, there was a thing called The Stranger. I think it still exists.
Yeah, of course.
But back in those days, and The Rocket as well, which is no longer with us, and rest in peace, Charles Cross. Mm-hmm. But they used to have advertisements, almost like dating advertisements, but for bands. So it'd be like, you know, bassist looking for a drummer, or band looking for. And I found this ad in there that I was like, this is my kind of band. Like, the music was exactly what I was into. So I went to, like, this random place on Aurora Avenue, like, that was like a abandoned, like, warehouse type of a vibe, and went and auditioned for the band. And it went really well. And I'm like, okay, this is the band. I like their songs. It's going to be awesome. I get a phone call from them then, like, the next day, and they're like, hey, we love you, blah, 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 but we just have a question. Are you willing to grow your hair out? At the time, I'm in my 20s, and because everyone else in the band had long hair, and I didn't. But I also knew at the time, I was like, my hair is going. You know, like, I knew I was, and so there was like, I didn't think about it. I'm like, well, no, I can't grow my hair out. And they're like, well, why? And, like, they were offended almost. I was like, well, I'm going bald, and I know if I grow my hair out, it's just going to look awful. And there was this long pause. And I was like, what's the... And they're like, yeah, we can't have a bald drummer.
Oh, my God.
And they're like, we're sorry. And I was like, all right. And they never talked to them again. And the band was like, they had a little bit of success here in the Northwest. Nothing massive, but they were a popular local band. I can't even remember the band name, but at the time they were kind of playing all the, like, the local clubs. And every time I'd see their band, I'd be like, man, they hated me because I was going bald.
You know what? They probably would have made it big if they had had a bald drummer.
You're damn right they would have.
And that band was Pearl Jam.
It was. Look at him now. No bald. Right? I mean, Jeff looked like he was losing his hair. What did he have to do? Wear hats until all of a sudden his hair started growing.
Exactly.
Yeah. There's just zero. Zero leeway on that one. But I would, whenever I would see that band, I wish I could figure out who they were and, like, look and Facebook stalk them.
Oh, yeah.
Because I would be nothing happier in my life if the band members were bald as well. And it was like karma.
Total karma.
But I remember looking at my old roommate and they're like, what happened? I'm like, I didn't get the gig. And they're like, why? I'm like, because I'm balding.
Oh, no.
Savage.
Right?
Rockaholics, we have a game to play, and it's called Beat Migs. And he's got a very impressive record of 235 wins, 70 losses, and 40 ties in 2024. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Migs at 650.
The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.